I should point out I am an advocate of the free software movement. I personally do not use any non-free software. And the reason for this is I believe it's unethical to use a proprietary software based on the grounds of being involved with a very material moral dilemma. And as an educator, I like to share what I do. And if I have programs and software which I would like to share with my friends and my neighbors, because I work in development, I want to be able to do that and avoid this moral dilemma of transgressing copyright. So these are the reasons why I do what I do. And we'll have a look at some of these aspects as we move forward. Given that I am a free software user, I should also mention that if you do suffer from hypertension, this presentation is best taken under parental guidance. So I make the apology in advance. And I'd like to share some thoughts and ideas of some of the things that I've been doing and that we've been doing at the Commonwealth of Learning relating to this topic. I mean, Ken said I should talk about big ideas, and I believe ideas want to be free, I'll take you through one or two of these dimensions. The main idea or the central tenet of what I want to talk about is I believe that education is a common good. And I think that if we collectively as educators across the planet can work collaboratively together on the development of content, we can make a real difference to widening access to knowledge and education. And the bottom line is, if we give a little of our knowledge away, we're still going to have it for ourselves to use. And this has informed a lot of the work that we're doing in this area.